Hello, hello, hello. From the title, you can tell what I'm going to talk about today. I'm sitting out enjoying this cool, cool breeze, watching a car whiz by. As some of you may know, that I have worked in the school district for 10 plus years. I started off at a school that was kindergarten through fifth grade, then it ultimately changed to a straight pre-K school. Then I went to a school that was third through fifth grade. And now I'm currently at a school that is pre-K through second grade. Out of these 10 plus years, I've seen so much that I could write a book. We send our kids to school praying and hoping that they are safe, that they are cared for, that they are looked after. We don't send them to school thinking something's going to happen to them. A teacher going to eject your child and he suffers some kind of fracture to his arm or her arm. We don't think that. We think that the person that we send our children to school is there, is going to nurture them, is going to help build them up into a young adult, is going to really care for them. In actuality, some of them don't. Plain and simple, some of them don't. Some of them could give two lovely fucks about your child and what happens to your child. I've seen so much from them yelling in the face like they're drill sergeants, from them grabbing their arms, jerking them around, from them just letting them walk out the classroom, roam the hallways. I've seen so much. Kid walk out the classroom, up and down the hallways, going to the doors. What if the child went out that door? They ain't called for nobody. Say this child done went in the hallway and doing this and doing that. Multiple times a day, I can see some of the same kids in the hallways, up and down the hallways, at the doors. And this is pre-K through second grade right now, what I'm talking about. Now, you sent your child to school that morning, hoping and praying that he was safe, he or she was safe. But it won't be until you get that phone call, oh, we can't find your child. What do you mean you can't find my child? I sent my child to school. I dropped my child off here physically. I pulled into this parking lot. Your teacher opened my car door and let my child go in that school, and you tell me you can't find my child. Well, that's why they can't find your child. They let them walk out of classroom, do what they want to. Now, they do things and it excuse me. It irritates my soul. They're yelling at the kids, come on, sit down, stop. Come on, go, stop, stop. What are you doing? Sir, ma'am, you just tell the baby to stop, go, stop, go, stop, go. What do you mean, what are they doing? Exactly what you said, do. And it also grinds my gears when they tell the kids to stop tattletelling. If this baby is trying to tell you that this other child is kicking him in the stomach, then kicked him in the head, stop tattletelling. What? No, don't do that. That irritates my soul. And then they just let the kids fight. That irritates my soul. and all the yelling, all the screaming, all the jacking the kids. Some of the kids just want to be loved. They just want to have the attention that they're missing. Being in this school, being in the school district 10 plus years, I've had two or three handful of kids that were bad. I know they were bad, but I gave them attention, the love that they were missing. When they see Mr. Kevin, they face light up because they know he gonna stop, he gonna talk to them, he gonna listen to what they are saying. He's not there yelling at them, pulling and tugging on them. That's what they know. That's what they understand. When you just in their face yelling like a drill sergeant, telling them to stop this, do this, do this, do this, don't do this, do this, do this. You just tell them don't do it. Then you tell them to do it in the same sentence. You're confusing the child. And all that yelling in their faces, they putting up a wall. They become immune to that. You start yelling, they just look at you like you're crazy. Because it's going in one ear and out the other. So if you stop, talk to them, you have a better chance of getting through to them. You have a better chance of them really open up to them. But the fact of the matter is, you don't care about that. You don't care about that. But Mr. Kevin does. So Mr. Kevin stops and talks to him. Like going down the hallway, one of my handfuls was acting up in the hallway. I said, I'm not going to say his name, Little Johnny, sit down, stop there. Why are you doing that? He stopped. He sat down. He said, I'm doing it because nobody's paying attention to me. And then my teacher yelled at me all the time. I said, okay. I said, if you stop doing it, then maybe your teacher won't yell at you. What do you think? He said, oh, maybe she won't if I don't do it. But I like to do it. I said, I know you like to do it. But you got to stop. You got to sit down. You got to listen. You got to pay attention. It's rules you got to follow when you're in school. He's like, okay, Mr. Kevin. But lo and behold, I walk away. 5 minutes later, I can hear the teacher yelling. Little Johnny's up acting a fool again. But you see, in that instance, I was getting through to him. He sat down and stopped. But something stirred him up again. But that's really what these children need. They need aces in places. People who are there really for them, not just for a paycheck. A free paycheck, because you're letting them roam the hallways and do what they want to do. But see, Mr. Kevin, he's there for the children. He stops and listens to them. Even if he can't understand what some of them are saying, because some of my pre-K kids, you can't understand what they're saying. But I listen and interact with them. So they tug on me. Mr. Kevin. And that brings a smile to my heart. I didn't say heart. I said heart. That brings a smile to my heart. To my soul. Knowing that I touched this child's life. Not being a teacher. I'm in child nutrition. The kids that come up to you and tell you if something's going on with them, that's the kind of relationship that you need with the children. Not no, stop tattletaling. You just tattletaling. Because when some arises that they really need to tell, what do you think their thought is going to be? Oh, everybody's just going to say, stop tattletaling. So what do I need to tell for? That's why some of these kids turn to suicide because they have no one that's listening to them. Everybody's talking at them and not listening at them. I'm going to say that again. Everybody's talking at them and not listening to them. You never know what these children are going through at home. I've learned working in the district 10 plus years that the majority of the kids are foster kids. Majority of the kids, foster parents don't care for them like they should. I'm gonna say it. They don't care for them like they should. They just see them as a check. I'm sad to say it, but that's how it is. And I didn't say all, I said most. Because I've seen so much and heard so much. It was one time one of the children told me, "My daddy just hit me for no reason." That hurt my soul. I went and talked to her teacher about it. Her teacher told me, "Oh, she's just lying." I talked to her dad. She told me the same thing. He said, "She just lying." That hurt me. That hurt me dearly. Because for a second, do you think an abuser is going to admit to abusing a child? Do you think that? And if they do, they are psychotic. That hurt my soul. That I just seen fire. She told me, yeah, she said the same thing to me. And I called her dad, and he said she's just lying. Because what? Why would a child put a sentence like that? Put a sentence together like that. "My dad just hits me for no reason." Now, the child could have seen it somewhere and made it up, but still, you should at least investigate. I mean, I understand contacting CPS is a hard thing, but you need to try to get to the truth. Because if it's going on, it will continue to go on. And you gonna feel, well, when people are there for a check, it don't matter. But Mr. Kevin will feel hurt if he talked to you about this and then some couple years down the line, "Oh, little Sheila passed away because her dad choked her to death." That is going to hurt my soul. That is going to hurt my soul to the core. Sometimes you have to, and parents don't understand that. You just want to get down to the truth. And sometimes the parents are still good at hiding the truth, even when CPS is involved. I'm going to say it. They're good at hiding the truth. They still could be abusing the child, but CPS missed it. But also, they could catch it. But then you get the child removed from the home and into a foster home, into a worse situation than they were in, is also heartbreaking too. I've had a couple students, "Mr. Kevin, we get to go back with our mom." I said, "Oh, yay, that's good." So they left the district and they was gone a couple months. Then they came back to the district Mr. Kevin, we're back with our foster parents. And I'm like, wow. I didn't tell them that. I gave him a smile and gave him a hug. I'm glad you're back. I'm glad to see you. But to myself, I'm thinking, wow. This world we live in. This world we live in. We have to keep our children safe. I'm not talking about if it's just your child. I'm talking about if you care for children and you see this child being done wrong, help that child. Help that child. Sometimes we have to put on our britches and pull them up. Because when you see something, you should say something. Not just be silent. Child come in with a black eye. I understand children do fall and things happen. But a black eye, there's a 99.9% chance that that child didn't fall. There is a 1% that that child could have failed. But 99.9% that child didn't fall. Now maybe if the mark was off to the under the eye or to the side of the eye, possibility. But then there's still a possibility that the child is being abused. And you know that's hard for me. It really is. We don't know what these kids go through when they go home. Some of the parents don't know what their kids go through when they go to school. There's two sides to everything. But what I want my kids to know, what I want my stepchildren to know, what I want my school kids to know, is if you come in contact with Mr. Kevin, Mr. Kevin is here for you. Mr. Kevin got your back. Mr. Kevin loves you. Mr. Kevin wants to see you succeed in any and everything that you do. Mr. Kevin loves you.